Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I am sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. This is Misha with Feels with Mish. Thank you for joining me, guys. If you are listening to my podcast on any of the platforms, thank you for joining me. And for those of you that are watching on YouTube, I post every week to YouTube. You can like, share, and subscribe for weekly content about self-mastery, my journey, your journey, healing to become the best version of yourself. So today, guys, I want to talk about love and relationships. I know a lot of you, you vibe with my love and relationship content because you are also on a journey to aligning with the love of your life. And again, it is a journey. It's not something that just happens overnight. Some people are lucky enough that they find their soulmate early on in life. And some of us find our soulmate later in life. And some of us find our soulmate at the wrong time, which actually is the right time. There's never a wrong time. And that wrong time that you think, you know, this is, you know, the worst time to meet the love of my life is actually the blessing. It's a gift because there's life before that person and then there's life after that person, and your life will never be the same. You start to see things different in your life. You start to view things different. You start to view yourself for the first time. Meeting the person at the wrong time is because you have gone through your life not being specific with what you want. And there's many reasons why we are not specific with what we want. And it's because it comes from a space of not really knowing ourselves. Comes from a space of not really valuing or loving ourselves. And when you don't hear yourself, you don't hear your thoughts, you're not connected to your intuition, you live a very confusing experience because you're then just attaching to things in your life, attaching to people in your life based on this deep rooted feeling and need for love and relationship, or just need for attention or need for validation. It doesn't really come from a space of a clear mind where you are being specific with what you want in your life. And we don't realize this about ourselves until we have that shift in our mindset where we're able to observe ourselves in our life, absent of what everybody else is saying, absent of what everybody else is thinking, what they want us to do, right? Those distractions. And there will be a very specific moment in your life that this will happen. Some people never reach that moment. And I hope that by listening to my work, my messages, my heart, my soul, you will have that moment of recognition that you are so worthy of the best life and you're so worthy of that love that you desire. And so being specific is about you, what you want. So when I speak of being specific, you see, we got to understand how the world has us just living in this fairy tale or living in this addiction or attachment to things. And that attachment comes from, you know, codependency or a need for somebody to fill the void for us. And most of the world goes around their entire life needing to fill that void in somebody else, in something else outside of themselves. And they don't realize that we choose who we end up with, right? As a choice that I make for myself, as a choice that you make for yourself. Whoever you lay down with, it is a choice for you who you lay with. And the reason that we end up in these really bad relationships or these toxic relationships or staying too long with a person that's not for us is because we have abandoned ourselves. We're not living in alignment. We're not hearing the calling or hearing the guidance of God or our higher self, you know, telling us when something is not for us, right? And it's because that attachment, we have this need for somebody to fill something for us. So when I say be specific, I had this realization years ago that So many people get married and they have the husband and the wife relationship or whatever. They have the boyfriend, the girlfriend. But the person that they're with is not a partner, right? They're not in a partnership. There's a missing or a disconnect there between the two because there's not a partnership. And so what I realized is instead of asking for God, universe, for my husband, I started to be specific with what I wanted and what I desired, and that being a life partner, somebody to partner in life with, right? Partners, you know, they walk through life, they journey through life together. And in that walk, sometimes you are not going to be feeling 100% of yourself. And that partner is going to come in to help lift you up through those moments. And in turn, the same thing for them. If they're not feeling 100% in their life sometimes, you're going to be that person to pick them up through their time when they're not feeling their best self. And there's this motivation and this love and this desire from both individuals to make things work through the difficult times. And so I started to be specific. I never had that with somebody. I never had that in a relationship before. A partnership, you know, doing life together. And so I realized this and I had to be specific. For those of you that are more heart-centered, this is me. I'm a very heart-centered person, being that we feel deeply about things. We feel in your lifetime, when aligning with your divine partnership, you have to learn to come more into your head about things. Because what happens is when living in your heart and you attach to somebody, you're ignoring the red flags that are keeping you there. You're ignoring the red flags and you're staying there based on the feelings that you kind of grow through this attachment to somebody. It's not attraction, it's attachment. And for those of you that live more in your head, you are in relationships with people because it looks right, or on paper it's right. Everything A, B, and C aligns, but it's that there's that missing of feeling, right? How does the person make you feel? And because you live more in your head, you're disconnected from the heart. And so what happens is because it looks right, we stay there longer than necessary. We stay there longer than we need to. The person doesn't make us feel full. And again, that is attachment. That is not attraction. Attraction will bring you into the partnership with somebody and will keep you there, because though maybe there's things that are kind of wouldn't align with you when living in your heart or when living in your head more, that attraction that you feel for that person overrides all of the things, mental and emotional, and it's more spiritual. And that's what these divine partnerships are about. They're about a spiritual connection. So I want you guys to do this, and I don't know if you ever have a moment where you look back in your relationships and you go, oh my gosh, why was I with that person? That made no sense at all. Even people that you might have hooked up with in the past, you look back and you're like, wow, I don't even understand why or what even led me to be with that person in the first place, right? And so I wanted to talk a little bit about my story again to give you guys just a deeper understanding into your own journey. And I do this often. I know you guys following me on my podcast have heard all the craziness of Misha. But, you know, guys, for a long time, I wanted to be a singer, like a artist in the music industry. And the people that I hung out with were mostly men in the music industry. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because we naturally end up dating or being with people, not being with, but dating or being in relationships with people that are in our interests or in our hobbies or where we spend most of our time, maybe your work environment, right? And it's because we're spending most of our time there, or our energy is going into those places. And so I dated a lot of guys in the music industry, producers, DJs. I had a DJ boyfriend. And now that I love and respect myself and I know what I want and I can be specific, right? This is the thing, being specific. I look back on those relationships and I'm like, wow, those did not align with me at all. Like the woman that I am and the life I want and the husband that I desire does not align in those environments, right? Because at the time when I was dating these men, I wasn't being specific. I was searching to fill a void of something that I wasn't getting in my life from myself, right? We pour into ourselves and then we align and we feel full. And when we feel full, we don't need to go looking for anything. But because I was involving myself in these environments, there's this attachment that you have and you gain when you're around people, when you're seeking that validation, and they grow into these relationships that don't align with what you actually want in your life because you're not being specific. And I'll give you guys examples as to why these didn't align. I mean, for example, I dated a DJ and I'm somebody that likes to go to bed at like 9, 10, 11 at night and wake up at like 9 in the morning, 8, 9, 10 in the morning and just embrace the morning. And you know, I'm up at the gym in the morning early, and my DJ boyfriend would go to the club at like 11 p.m. and get home at like 5 in the morning and be drunk. And another thing that didn't align was the weed. I mean, most of these people in the music industry all smoke weed, and I cannot tell you enough how much that doesn't align with me based on the fact that I cannot stand weed. I can't stand it. And I'm not judging you for smoking weed or whatever, because that could be your thing. But for me, that's not my thing. And that doesn't align with me. I remember back in the day when I lived in Florida and somebody that I dated, he would come pick me up and then we would spend what? 3 to 4 hours driving around for him to pick up weed and go roll and like smoke a joint. I'm like, this is the biggest waste of my life. Like, that does not align with me. And we find ourselves there because we don't know what we really want. And we have this need for attachment to things and, you know, to fill the void, right? So that's where we involve our energy. That's where we involve ourselves. And the other thing is, you know, dating producers and stuff. And because I wanted so badly to be a singer, naturally, again, that's where my energy was. And I ended up dating a producer, and you know, he's there like for literally hours on end, you know, till 6, 7 in the morning. And I'm like passed out asleep, waking up, like the need and just this feeling of, you know, the desire to wake up with a man that is my life partner and just like be on the same timeline with him and make our breakfast and just, you know, share the morning together and then go to the gym or for a run together, because that's where our energies align and that's his passion and that's my passion. You know, the desire for that wasn't something would have ever could have been filled in dating these other men, right? And I even dated somebody who literally from A to Z, the perfect type of man, so desired by women. Like this man, 6'5", girls were like drooling all over him, like just treating him like a king. And I'm there like you're friend zoned, because even though you look the part and you're a gentleman and you treat me so well, there was just something missing. Like something was missing, and you can feel it when something's missing. And so this is the thing I want you to understand. When you meet the divine person that you're meant to be with, you really feel that on a soul level, and it doesn't just go away, and you can't just ignore it. When you love yourself, you see things so differently, because you stop making excuses for people, and you start not ignoring those red flags. You start really recognizing when something doesn't align with you, you recognize it. And it's so easy for you to just be like, no, that's not for me. Right. But it's when there's this need for this need for validation or this need for something in your life that we just ignore all of that. And we end up in these relationships. And it's like when I look back on my life, like I used to be so in love with Chris Brown. Like I was like, oh my God, Chris Brown, what a fine ass man. Like he's like amazing. Like, oh my God, Chris Brown. And now like, I mean, I love myself for years now. I've looked at Chris Brown and just saw him as like this dusty guy because I'm like, God knows how many women he's been with. Like he's for everybody. He's had many babies with many different women. Like that's not my husband. Like, you know, and no matter how famous somebody is or how much money somebody has or what they do or what this or what that, like when you love yourself and you know what you want and you're specific with what you want, not even Chris Brown could come in and be like, hey, I want to be your guy. And for me to be like, yeah, let's do it. Like there would not be anything that would ever make me want to be with Chris Brown because I just see him as dusty now because I love myself. That's not a husband. And you don't have this need to fill something. You know what you bring. And now you're looking for somebody to align in a partnership with you. So when I say be specific, we got to understand how important it is for us to cultivate our own energy, becoming the version of us that is ready for what we want, right? Would you date you? Would you marry you? A year ago, 2 years ago, I couldn't say that I would marry me because I knew I had a lot of insecurities. When I look back, like a lot of insecurities, a lot of things to work on. I didn't have my YouTube channel up and running yet. Like there's a lot of things that obviously needed to happen before being ready to be a wife. And so becoming her is what has to happen in order for me to be ready for that next phase in my life. And maybe you listening as well, that's something that you need to work on. Are you the version of yourself that is, when I say be specific, you're dating for a life partner. This person has to bring harmony to your life, right? Do you want marriage? Do you want marriage? That needs to be something that you need to say right at the beginning when you meet somebody. You need to be so specific with what you want. And I'm not saying to say things in like a masculine way, like this, 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 and this is what I want, and this and that, and like being intense, like no. But you know, when you sit down and you're at your date, you say, so what are the things that you desire in your life? Like for me, I desire marriage. I desire a life partner. Like I want kids. If you want kids, if you want a family, say it from the jump. Because when you're being specific in your life and you know what you want, you wean out all the people that are not, you know, on that same timeline, because you will meet a man or a woman that is like, those are things that I desire too. And from the beginning, you know that you're planting a seed and you can grow from there. But if you don't align or you're on different pages or, you know, you're dating the guy that's goes to bed at 5 a.m. in the morning and you're somebody that likes to go to bed at 8 a.m. and wake up early, like it doesn't align. Your lives don't align. Now, if that man wants to be with you, he'll change his life to be with you. If a man wants to be with you, he's going to change his life to be with you. But for you to change your life to be with a man, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. You're actually the motivation that makes him, you know, change. So date for marriage, be specific. We should not be playing a guessing game in dating. This is another thing that when I didn't love myself, I used to date guys that would have me confused. And it was because I was confused. I wasn't specific. I didn't know what I wanted. I wasn't connected to myself and aligned with myself. I was still in a phase of self-abandonment. And when you're in these phases in your life, you're easily manipulated. You are confused, right? We don't want to be confused in our relationships. You want to be so specific that there's no room for confusion. And if somebody is just not able to give you what you want or you desire, then that's fine. You're able to move along. And trust and believe that if that man really does want you, he's going to come after you and he's going to fix things to be with you in your life. We need to make relationships about us first. It needs to be about you first. What do you want? What feels good to you? What fits in your life? And then when you meet that person that is for you, there's going to be a harmony that's going to be expressed, or you're going to work together to make it work. You're going to work together to figure out how to bring things together or how to harmonize things, because that person that you choose as a life partner, or that person that you choose to be with or spend your time with, they will be the motivation to make those changes in your life, and vice versa for your partner. You need to be able to be specific so that you align with somebody in their values. That's a huge thing. If you have different values, I mean, you cannot have a life partner and have different values. It simply doesn't work. There'll never be harmony in the household. And same with hobbies and interests. You can have different hobbies from your partner, but if your partner isn't your biggest cheerleader and your biggest fan in you having those hobbies and interests, that's not your life partner. It's just not. And that should have you knowing that that's just not the person for you, because you want your person, again, to be journeying through life with you. Even if you're into different things, you're your biggest fan and they're your biggest fan and you feel that support from them, right? Your life partner needs to bring the support more than anybody you ever had any type of contact with in your life. You need to feel that from your partner. Once I knew what I wanted and I was specific with it, and I just let the universe, God, higher power, Allah know that I was ready for that. You know, either that person that you met at the wrong time in your life is going to step up and align with that at the right time, or you're going to meet the person that's going to fill in that space for you that fits into your life the way that it's necessary for. And you have to know that it exists, right? That's the other thing, is you have to trust in your process, patience in your journey for love, because a lot of people, they come together for the wrong reasons and they stay in these relationships and they try and make it work, and or they're there for the kids and they're just miserable. That person isn't their biggest cheerleader. That person isn't journeying through life with them. They're living separate lives while like living together, right? And it doesn't feel the support and the partnership that you deserve in a relationship. Another thing that is so important while you are aligning with love and, you know, manifesting that relationship of your dreams is to be celibate. Okay, the music industry, the television shows, the movies, they all promote recreational sex. And when you want to align with a life partner, having that clear energy, clean energy, like just like that life force energy that's pulsating through your body, that is so magnetizing. And, you know, because they promote recreational sex, there's so many children that are born out of wedlock. I mean, I just saw this TikTok video of this girl and her baby daddy having an argument. And it's really sad, because what people don't realize is you came together with that person when you didn't love yourself, and you are then burdened with them for the rest of your life. Some people have children. Some of you listening have had children with somebody that you can't stand. And it's because at the time when you came together with that person, you were a totally different version of yourself. You didn't love yourself. You didn't know what you want. You weren't specific, right? And that person doesn't embody the husband or the partner or the wife that you truly desire, right? Your end goal. Because what happens is we're so focused on the now, the instant gratification, we're not thinking or feeling about what our future is going to look like with the person that we're laying with, or with the person that we're dating, because we're so in the moment and in the need for something to fill us in the moment that we're not thinking about what the long term will look like. And so this is why I highly, highly, highly promote celibacy, because you want to come together with someone who respects you for who you are as a person, minus the sex. And the sex will come at the right time. You will grow with this person and it will be more intimate. It will be more spiritual. It will be more special, right? Sex is so sacred, and they have completely turned upside down the meaning of like that intimacy through this promotion of recreational sex. And I look back on my life and I think, you know, I'm sad for the girl that I was who gave her body away to people that didn't deserve it. And so when you love yourself, again, when you love yourself, you see just how sacred and special you are. And allowing somebody into your body is the most sacred thing. And you want to choose the right person to have those moments with. And so celibacy and, you know, growing in a partnership before involving the sex is one of the most important things. And I cannot stress that enough. So for those of you listening, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast today. If you guys are interested in more videos, I do post weekly on my YouTube channel. Please like, share, and subscribe for more content. And if any of you want to book a personal session with me, you can do that. Go to booking@feelswithmish.com, where we can sit down and unpack some of the things that you're experiencing right now. And I will give all the guidance that I can. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it.